Now your letters. I'll refrain from calling it a deluge, but we did receive a lot of mail about our reports from Egypt over the past month. They were part of our Climate Connection series. Several of you wrote to say that long before global warming became a buzzword, the Nile Delta was degraded by the Aswan High Dam.
When we built the High Dam, we stopped adding more soil taking more areas from the Mediterranean. But now, within the climate change, we are losing what we have gained during the last many thousand years.
That's Salah Soliman, an Alexandria University professor, who talked to us for our story about the threat posed to Egypt by rising sea levels. Listener Don Medvedev of Danville, California, said it's important not to oversimplify the problems of the Nile Delta.
Even in its natural state, most of the delta would be sinking. Human land use changes over the millennia, and particularly the building of the High Aswan Dam, have reduced or eliminated the annual flooding that would naturally rebuild the delta. Global warming-induced sea level rise will slightly exacerbate the sinking, but it's not a primary cause.
Procter & Gamble's efforts in Cairo inspired Andrea Golden to write in from Arlington, Massachusetts. The company funded a recycling program for poor kids after some residents began refilling shampoo bottles and reselling them as genuine. I'm happy P&G is taking an interest in Cairo slums, but maybe the counterfeiters have an idea worth emulating, Golden wrote. I'd like to point out that simply refilling bottles is the most efficient form of recycling. Reprocessing plastic or glass, while preferable to throwing it away, is far more energy intensive. One correction. In our story about the construction of a new campus for the American University in Cairo, we mistakenly gave the name of the architect as Abdul Hamid. It is Abdul Halim. Our story about the legendary Egyptian singer Umm Kulthum brought a reminder from some listeners that the singer should always be referred to by her full name, since hers is a compound Arabic name. The piece, however, brought back memories for Stuart Clipper of Minneapolis, Minnesota. He said he knew the name of Umm Kulthum as a Jewish kid growing up in the Bronx in the 40s and 50s. How could that have been, he wrote. Beats me, but when I got to Cairo in the mid-80s, I came home with a ton of her recordings. If we've stirred up memories, good or bad, let us know. Visit our webpage, npr.org, and click on the link that says Contact Us. And a reminder, check out what our bloggers are saying about the presidential campaign at our new Sunday Soapbox. You can find it at npr.org/Sunday Soapbox. This is NPR News.